Parshas Mishpatim, Parshas Shkolim. This week's Parsha, besides the Kriya of Parshas Mishpatim, we also have the Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. Bizman Beis HaMikdash, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Mashmiya al Shkolim, Truma Salishka, the new money that was brought for the Karbanos. Today we have Kriya of Parshas Shkolim. Like the Mishnah says in Masechtas Megillah, the Masakan Kriya on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, Parshas Shkolim. We have to understand what's this inyan of the Kriya. The whole tachlis of the Kriya is to be machriz on the Shkolim. The Klal Yisrael should prepare themselves for bringing the Machzah Shekel for the new Trumas Alishka to buy Karbanos for next year. But over here we have to understand, what does it mean? What does it do for us? The Chinuch really says that it's only a Zecher. But the Mishabrua brings the reason is, like the Lavush says, that it's Begeder v'neshalma params faseinu. Just like we find that someone who says the Parsha of Chatas, Kilu Hikrav Chatas, so too the Inyan of Parshas Shkolim. By Parshas Zohar, we understand maybe what that means. By Para, it's a Taira, or by Chodesh, it's maybe a Chachas. What does it mean over here that the Karbanos and the Shalma Paras Faseinu? And even if you would have money, we don't have Karbanos today. If someone would read Parshas Shkolim, he wouldn't have to donate. Of course he would have to donate. Also, in the Inyan of Parshas Shkolim, in the Inyan of Shkolim, you have to understand, what's this Inyan Dafka of a Chetzi Shekel Lepachas V'lo Yoyser? What is this Inyan? The Medrash Tanchuma says, brings down, Omer Moshe L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mishani Meis Ein Ani Nizkar. Moshe Rabbeinu said that when he's going to die, there's not going to be no Zecher of him, which you have to understand what that means, because Moshe Rabbeinu L'chayr gave us the whole Torah. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chayecho, B'shem Shata Oimed Achshav V'noysu Lehem Parsha Shkolim, V'ata Zoykev Es Roshon, Kach B'chol Shona V'shona Shekor Noysu Lefona, Ki Ilu Ata Oimed Shom V'oysu Shoh V'zoykev Es Roshon. Inayin, Ima Shekoru, Kisiso Es Rosh, So Es Rosh Lo Inemar El Kisiso, which is Lashon Osid. And there's a similar Gemara in Masechtas Babasra and Afyud that says the same thing, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked, how could it be Horem Keren Yisrael? And he says, by Kisisa. What does this mean over here by the Parsha of Shkolim, that we're Miriam, the Keren of Kal Yisrael? To explain this, you have to explain there's an Indian in this week's Parsha, which is Negea, to the same idea of Parsha Shkolim. At the end of this week's Parsha, we have the Krisis Bris of Rabbanu Shalom with Klal Yisrael. According to Rashi, we're talking about over here, still before Matan Torah. It says, "Ayishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael v'yalo oilos v'yizbuchu zvachem shlomo l'Hashem parim v'yikach Moshe chatzi hadam v'yosem v'agonos v'chatzi hadam zorek al mizbeach v'yikach sefer abris v'yikra boz ne'om v'yomer kol ha'shadibar Hashem na'asa v'nishma." So it says, ויקח מוישה את אדום ויזק על העום ויאמר הנה דם הבריס אשר קורס שם ימוכם כל הדברים האלה. We're talking about over here that it was a Krisas Bris, like the Sefer Ikram brings down in Maimer Dal Perek Mem Hei. The Krisas Bris is the making up of two Oyhavim, that they make a treaty, make a bris between one another, show their Ava Beinayim. His lashon is Yoimar alei zekiyam v'shvu anasa ben shnei korsei bris lekasher ha'ava ben shneim kedei lekasher uledabek ha'ava beineim ad sheyu shneim kiyu lahem guf echod v'yishmor kol echod mehem es chaver keshmiras atzmai. The idea of a krisis bris is making two oyavim kiyu their mamish one, and they'll do everything for each other mamish shava b'shava. And that's what he says, why Ava is B'gematria Echod. So we here in the end of this week's parasha, we have the Krisis Bris of Moshe of Ben Shem with Klal Yisrael, and it says he took over here Chatsi Adam. Rashi tells us who split this Chatsi Dam. Rashi tells us Michilek Malach Chilek. It was a Malach, and really it's a Medrash in Vayikra that has a few different shitas of how exactly he got the exact split, because it just says it was Chatsi over here. It doesn't tell us who split it, and it seems like it was an exact split. So what's this Indian that they took Dafka, this Chatsi Adam? So the Medrash over here carries on and says, Omar Moshe l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma nasa b'chelkecha? What should I do with your chelik? As we understand from this, that half of the dam was Rabban Shem's chelik. Omar lo yizroik al ha'am, throw it on the ham. Ma nasa b'chelkecha, b'chelkom? What should I do with Klal Yisrael's chelik? Omar lo yizroik al gabi mizbeach. B'chatzi Adam, zorik al mizbeach. So it's mavur in this medrash that chelik, one chelik belongs to Hashem and one chelik belongs to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu asked, "What should I do with your chelik?" And he said, "Throw on Klal Yisrael and chelik of Klal Yisrael. What should you do? You put on the mizbeach." So what's this inyan over here of exactly this exact dam and throwing? So the Aznayim Latoyah from Zalman Sirotkin, and so the Sefer Avodas Yisrael from the Kashan Samagid, they bring come out the same inyan, that to explain what exactly this inyan of this exact chalukah, like Zalman Sirotkin says, if we would have one chelik for the Rabbeinu Shalom and one chelik for Klal Yisrael, we would take one tipa, one drop for the whole Klal Yisrael, and the rest of it would be for the Rabbeinu Shalom. But what the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to show over here, that Kaviyochel Hashem says, me and Klal Yisrael is chetzi chetzi, exactly half. This is talking about over here, like it says before Maimon Har Sinai, which it says in this Rashi and Parshas Yisroi, that Hashem came out to Klal Yisrael like a chosin or kala. That Hashem was the chosin, Klal Yisrael was the kala. And they're exactly, he came out towards them. So when the chosin comes to be connect with the kala, we are exactly half, and the Rabbeinu Shem's kavyachal half. This is what the limud over here of this krisas brises was coming to show over here in the time right before Matan Torah. That's why you need a dafka malach to make exactly half. There's nothing more elevating and meroimim and Klal Yisrael to make them bring up this tremendous disrakshus that Klal Yisrael has when the Rabban Shem shows them that every single person of Klal Yisrael is chetzi chetzi kavyocha with the Rabban Shalom. This same inyan says Rab Tzadik brings down a pre tzadik that the inyan is kamoisha amarnu shebeshas aminyan moira shekolechad miyisrael dover choshel lefnei Hashem Yisborach. The whole idea of the Machzah Shekel is to show that every single person in Klal Yisrael has a chashivas. And we understand, like the Chaim HaKadosh says, and the Maral bring down both, that the Chetzi was connected a person, and the other Chetzi was connected to the Rabbeinu Shalom. And after the Chet HaEgel, Kaviyachol, Klal Yisrael, maybe, like my says, Moshe Rabbeinu was Niskasha. He had a hard time figuring out how to give Machzah Shekel, which the Chaim explains is because after the Maisa HaEgel, how could it be that the Chelik of the Klal Yisrael could be restored and connected to Rabbeinu Shalom? Daddy showed him a matbeh shaleish mitachas kisei hakovod, which that's the place where all the neshamas are. That Klal Yisrael has the ability of being exactly chetzi. Each one is exactly chetzi, and kaviyachol Rabbeinu Shalom is chetzi. Emes is that the Ramban writes something similar in the beginning of Amidbar on the pasuk tifku do'oisam inyan pkido zikaron v'hashgacha. Like a beruchum explains that the inyan, what the Ramban is trying to say over there is that every single person has a koyach miyuchad. Every person has miyuchadik a koyachas, and he has his tafkid, and that's what it means to count every single one. So we're referring to over here that the Rabbeinu Shalom and Kol Shana V'Shana, even though the inyan of karbonis we don't have anymore, this inyan of karbonis, We don't have money for Karbonis. But Kavyochel, every single year when this Kriyas HaTorah of the Parasha Shkolim, every single person gets counted once more. Just like we find we have an Inyan of Yom Tovim through the year, that we have the mile of every Yom Tov. We have also this Inyan that's needed once a year, this Inyan of Parasha Shkolim, that Kol Echod Ve'echod gets uplifted. Zoykev Esroishon, Ki'ilu Moshe Rabbeinu himself is Oymed over there and is Zoykev Esroishon of Kol Echod Ve'echod. Maybe that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be, wanted to be remembered through all the generations. Something miyuchad that the Moshe Rabbeinu has in, within, connected to every single person in Klal Yisrael. So this is the Inyan that was the bris, that was the end of this week's parasha, that was Dafka, the Chetzi, Chetzi, the exact amount that Rabbeinu Shlomo is trying to show how he connected with us, Kol Echod Ve'echod. This is the Inyan of the Parasha Shkolim, that we read the Parasha Shkolim, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu is Kavyochel Zoykev Es Roshon. Every single year when we read the Parasha Shkolim, this is something that was needed for our Avodah, that's needed for us to realize our, every single person is counted, every person is Nechshav, is important for Klal Yisrael, every person has his own particular Tafkid, and that's what it means, this Inyan, while we find it such a tremendous chus that even says that Haman could not win over us in the time of the Maisa of Purim because of the Shkolim that Klal Yisrael gave or counted. That means the Chshivas of Kol Echod Ve'echod and Klal Yisrael. Like it says the Pasuk in Tilim, Va'ata Hashem Mogen Badi Kvoidi Umeirim Roishi. Guten Shabbos.